Reavers by William Faulkner, chapters 5 and 6. As Boone, Lucius, and Ned move towards Memphis, everything is getting nicer. So we're seeing the roads are nicer. There are more cars on the road. The houses are nicer. There's more amenities being offered. The lawns and the grounds and the land around these homes are nicer. So we're seeing a shift. And with that shift becomes a lot of excitement. All right. This is what Faulkner points out in the text is the destiny of America. The ability to move on a highway from city to city to experience all that it has to offer. And while Lucius is being taken somewhat against his will, he's not fighting it. He's going along with it. But Boone and Ned know more what they're getting involved with. And where they end up once they arrive in Memphis is at a brothel. The head of the house is a woman named Miss Reba. But the main character that we're going to really focus on is Miss Corey, who is the love interest of Boone. And Boone has lots of issues with Miss Corey. She is a prostitute, and he doesn't like that. But it's as it's pointed out by Miss Reba, Boone's not doing anything about it to make Miss Corey an honest woman, from that using that term. Boone could marry Miss Corey, but he hasn't made enough money to give Miss Corey any belief or trust that he could provide for her. So while there could be some interest there for Miss Corey, and we're going to see it as it plays out throughout the text with Boone, that this is lingering and looming over every interaction. Boone is jealous. Boone's acting immature. Boone wants Miss Corey for himself. But Miss Corey is needing to provide for herself. And Miss Reba is going to point out throughout the text, not just in this section, but it's going to point out that this is how Miss Corey provides for herself. This is how she feeds herself. This is how she avoids being destitute. And this is important because the reason why Boone is not with Miss Corey full time in theory is because he cannot provide for anyone but himself. So there's a financial and a transactional element to their relationship that goes beyond the sexuality or the lust that is present. So Miss Reba is hard on Boone, pointing out that he should marry her, makes a comment that Boone should buy Miss Corey outright, which I think in that term and when that phrase was used, I'm not sure that we need to associate that with purchasing her, like buying a person. But I think we should think about it more so in the fact that he should be able to provide for her so that she is able to leave with him. Now, Mr. Binford is the other character we have to think about because he is connected with Miss Reba. They seem to have at least a sexual relationship between the two of them. But also, he is the pimp of the house. He takes care of the house. He's the one that is dealing with the law. He's the one who's paying people off. And it's Miss Reba who's dealing with the girls. We're also introduced to Minnie and Otis in this scene as well. Otis is a nephew of Miss Corey, and he's going to play an important role in the development of Lucius, just sort of how not to behave and what could happen to Lucius if he makes some of the wrong decisions that we see Otis make in a short period of time or the next couple chapters. But these characters are all going to play an important part. Yes, there's humor involved. So remember, we're not reading a text that is serious. This is supposed to be funny. While there are some serious undertones to it, this is a story that's supposed to be entertaining, got some humorous parts to it, and it's not supposed to bog us down with its heaviness. So while Miss Corey seems to be struggling a little bit with her relationship with Boone, I think we should see it more in a humorous sense. Which gets us ultimately to Ned. And Ned shows up with a horse, having traded the car for this horse. Now the horse, we kind of learn, is stolen. And the whole purpose of what Ned is going to do is he's going to race this horse against a guy who already has defeated this horse multiple times. But Ned is convinced because he raced this horse he originally had a mule that he trained to be a dominant, legendary mule in Mississippi, that he's going to be able to do this with the horse as well. And he's got this incredible scheme where he's going to defeat this man's other horse. He's going to win the car back and win the horse. And this will be a big win for the Priest family. They'll come back with the car that the family's not really interested in, but they'll also come back with a racehorse, the type of horse that the family currently doesn't own. Okay, they're not into the horse racing business. They have horses, all right, but those horses are not racehorses. And this is what Ned thinks is the plan. This is how he's going to execute it. But there's all these problems. The horse race is far away. They don't know how to transport the horse. Ned, being black, is limited regarding how he can behave in Memphis, where he can go, when he can go, what he can do with this horse. The fact that the horse is most likely stolen, and how this could result in Ned getting in trouble. But Ned thinks he's got a foolproof plan, but he immediately needs help. And that's where the story takes the twist. Miss Corey needs to go call upon a friend of hers that makes obviously Boone very upset. But a guy named Sam is going to help them get this horse on to a train, which is going to get them to the city they need to go to. Miss Reba's going to be involved. Mr. Binford's going to be involved. Minnie's going to be involved. Otis might be involved. Lucius is going to be heavily involved, as the plan is for him to be the jockey on the horse. And all the hijinks is going to take place because of Ned's decision to put them in this tremendous predicament where they now have to win the car back with a plan that's got tons of holes in it. Now, what do we need to look forward to in this text? The adventure that's going to happen between the horse race itself and everything leading up to it, whether or not they can win the car back is going to be essential to it. But we got to remember how Lucius develops during the course of this novel as a person. I think we have to believe that he was incredibly sheltered up until this point of his life. And he's being introduced to an entire group of people and a way of society and a way of life that he's completely unaware even existed. So as he's seeing this, we need to see how much he's impacted by them and what impact he has on the characters themselves, because he still represents, in many ways, innocence. We need to watch out for how Ned is treated. Okay, Ned being black is a factor in the story. We need to see the relationship between Miss Corey and Boone as it develops. We need to see how Miss Reba and Mr. Binford react to everything going on. And obviously Otis, with his situation, only being loosely introduced in this chapter, is going to play a much bigger role in the next couple chapters. So let's continue to enjoy this. This is a lighthearted story of all the Faulkner books to read. This one's got a much more focused energy on humor, on lightheartedness, and let's focus on that. And we can dig into some of the heavy undertones, but for the most part, this is supposed to be a light read, a fun read, and one that we can experience with a sense of excitement and adventure.